You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We got him, finally. Grand jury investigation. I couldn't be more fired up, Lee. I have more hope, more and more hope every single day that not just America, but the world will be able to return to normalcy. And I know a lot of people are very down. Oh, nothing's going to happen. We're not going to get anywhere. I would disagree with that. Here's Molly Hemingway with The Federalist.
What's really important for people to know is that in the last couple of weeks, we have had an explosive amount of information giving brand new details that weren't previously released about how the Obama chiefs and Obama conspired to hide real information, showing that, yes, Russia did what it always did, but it didn't really have any effect and it wasn't done on behalf of a particular candidate. You might remember that we spent years with the false claim that it was done to benefit Trump. We then had also that they manufactured intelligence and immediately leaked it to compliant media people. And then they had people within their agencies fighting so hard to keep these falsehoods and lies from getting out. And they were threatened with their jobs. They were told there was secret intelligence. We also learned what this supposed secret intelligence was. I mean, just absolutely explosive stuff that's brand new and that really does show that there was a very bad conspiracy. And so this investigation is good. And the people who were involved in it, which is a lot of the Democrat Party, should be scared.
All right.
Grand jury to be impaneled. We're finding in Florida, a American territory, not the post-American territory of D.C. What does that tell us? Well, John Solomon explained it yesterday. Lee, it tells us they're, number one, obviously going with conspiracy charges because the statute of limitations against the coup plotters, everyone from Obama to CIA director to John Comey to Hillary Clinton to Loretta Lynch, the statute of limitations does not run out on ongoing conspiracies. When you put it down in Florida, what that means is they're going to present this as a conspiracy case that runs all the way through the raid on Mar-a-Lago. That's what that tells you. That's your evidence that that's how big they're going with this. And the beauty of it is it forced the mainstream media, Lee, yesterday to actually report this and stop pretending there was nothing there.
Yeah. About time.
Yeah, it is about time. But again, I would say this to people. Oh, it didn't happen before. This is, but before we could get the info we needed to impanel a grand jury, we had to accomplish the task of at least partially taking control of these corrupted federal agencies, all of which had gone rogue, the DOJ, the FBI, so that even when Republicans could win the presidency, we might move into the building, and that includes the White House, but we couldn't take control of anything. They'd still, these agencies continue operating as though they answered to the Democrat Party. That happened under Donald Trump last time, all the way through Bill Barr. We now know we never took control. This was not possible under Bill Barr. Bill Barr was too busy covering up Hunter Biden's crimes, gagging the IRS agents who had dead-to-rights proof that the Bidens committed bribery and money laundering. It was a money laundering operation. So they couldn't even speak until the fall of 2024. By the way, if this thing goes all the way to the raid on Mar-a-Lago and they do it right, we need an indictment for Bill Barr. We need, and that is why we haven't done this before. We couldn't get these documents. We did not establish full control. The CIA, the FBI certainly didn't control that under Trump because Ray was the appointee, and we didn't control the DOJ. When you don't control those agencies and you fail, as we did last time to take them over, you can't even get the documents you need for indictments. This is a good day. This is progress. We're getting somewhere finally. Finally. And some of this, Lee, is we can be very grateful to whoever, whatever good person, there may still be some left inside the FBI, despite years of hiring by Mueller and Comey. Somebody showed Kash Patel where the burn bags were. Somebody walked him through three locked doors and into that room where these documents exist. Somebody didn't light them on fire. Somebody kept them. There's so much providence here. There's so much that's a gift to freedom in the world, because these people have to be stopped or they'll just keep going. We'll never truly be free of them and their conspiracies and their coups and their creepy deep state.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So this is good. Feel good about this today. Don't be cynical about it. I don't understand the cynicism. And I'm a pretty cynical person, if you listen to me. No. And I'm fired up. I mean, I'm like, wow, this is great.
I just hope that the administration, because I have no hope that the Republican Party will do this, but the administration is ready for the backlash and
yes.
for the what Democrats are going to do in response. I mean, you can just look at what's going on in Texas right now and just see what lengths that the Democrats are willing to go to defend themselves against accusations or against any threat to their narrative. And I just hope the administration is ready for this and they're anticipating it. I hope folks like Stephen Miller and others are strategizing already to be able to combat whatever spin or lies that the Democrats want to put out there about this, because this will be tarred and feathered as political retribution, nothing but that. And they'll say there's no evidence of anything. You haven't got anything. They'll keep that mantra going on, and that'll be repeated by the left-wing media. So I just do hope the administration is ready for this. Caroline Leavitt, I think, will handle it very well.
Yes. No, I agree with you. I agree with you, Lee. At the same time, the media's got a lot of problems.
Yes. Yes.
Huge problem. Let me tell you why. And they are entering into this period where they need their credibility more than ever to defend the Democrat Party and to keep people, quite frankly, out of prison.
Yeah.
And they don't have it.
Yeah.
They don't have that credibility. Miranda Devine at New York Post nailed this when she talked about this problem yesterday. According to a Rasmussen poll released Monday, nearly two-thirds of voters, 65%, are following declassified releases over the past month by Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard, 65%.
Wow.
Okay. Including those following it very closely, a third of voters, or somewhat closely, another 33% of voters. So
that's
devastating for them. So they have failed in their first mission. They tried to black this out, Lee. That would have worked 4 years ago under censorship. Right. They failed.
Yeah, not with X out there.
Nope, can't do it. It's too powerful.
And talk radio.
And the ability that I talk about all the time, there's a little button on X, and it's in the bottom right corner, and it's a copy link, and you can share it off of X. So even if you're like, well, I'm not on X, it doesn't matter. People share it with their family. They share it with their friends. And you need to if you're on X. That's the power of it. Spread it. Spread it off X. Now, listen to this. This Rasmussen poll, likely voters, shows 54% believe the Obama administration officials committed serious crimes in manipulating intelligence, with 37% saying it's very likely and 17% saying it's somewhat likely. But the total is 54%. A majority believe the Obama administration committed serious crimes. And a staggering, she writes, 69% agree it is critical that the perpetrators be held accountable for the survival of our country. Even more disturbing for Democrats is that it's not just Republicans who are concerned. The poll shows 56% of Democrats are following the investigation. 32% of Democrats believe serious crimes were committed, and 59% agree that the perpetrators must be held accountable.
That's encouraging.
Yeah, the respective Republican comparison is 75%, 83%, 86%.
Because if you've got a majority of Republicans and a plurality, at least, of independents, and some Democrats all believing that, they've lost the narrative.
Yeah. This is going to cost them Hispanics, too. Hispanics are more cynical about the scandal than either black or white voters, with 66% saying serious crimes were committed, 74% wanting accountability. That's Hispanics generally. And then this is it, Lee. It's a demonstration of the impotence of Democrat allied media like the New York Times, Washington Post, ABC, NBC, CBS, which showered themselves with praise and Pulitzer Prizes for their since debunked stories.
Right.
So they are walking wounded right now at a time when they desperately need to protect the Democrat Party. They need their lies to be believed. The problem is they cashed in their credibility. It's gone on the other hoaxes. People just don't believe them anymore. This is going to get good. It is. Just, it's not going to be perfect. We're going to have bad days, but this is the beginning of this country healing this morning.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.